it will define is more than time. Oh, there you go. That's called Blue Moon, and that's from Morning Phase, which is still the current album from Beck. I want to go back, Beck, right now. Nearly 20 years, well, 1998 to be precise. Mutations is the album, because it is an album that has been chosen by the man sitting in front of me. And his name is Dan Hegarty. Dan, chosen in what respect? It is a buried treasure, is that it?
Well, when you look at Beck's career, it's one of the albums you wouldn't necessarily talk about first. The obvious one would be Au Delay, and you talk about the one that you just mentioned, Morning Phase, which won a Grammy the other year. But Mutations was kind of a different, it showed a different side to Beck, and it's just, it was one that I don't think people expected at the time either, because people were waiting for the big kind of guns blazing follow-up to Au Delay, and this was a follow-up, but it was absolutely and totally different.
Yeah, because like he had done his hip-hop sample stuff and all that kind of stuff before, but this was bossa nova and psychedelia and country and blues and all the rest of it too. I mean, it wasn't exactly what the doctor might have ordered. He got your man Nigel Godrich, didn't he, the year before?
Yeah.
OK Computer, Radiohead and that. And it was an album that was, I think at the time, Mutations was not seen as an official follow-up, but it was, really.
It was. I mean, I never bought into that. Oh, it's not a follow-up. But yes, it was. It was his next album. It was, I guess you could say, it was the yin to, you know, Au Delay's yang. It was totally different. And yeah, Nigel Godrich produced it, and he'd work at Radiohead on OK Computer, and worked at Radiohead prior to that on various things. And he'd also done Natalie Imbruglia's album Left of the Middle, which had that massive track Torn on it. So he was flying high. And by the way, he'd actually also engineered the Harvest Minister's album A Feeling Mission many years before that.
As in Irish band, Harvest Minister.
Yeah, great band.
There's one thing about Beck that I liked about this album that I can remember is that he went back to what I would call vintage psychedelic folk, and I always think vintage psychedelic folk is a brilliant kind of a thing if you ever want to listen to any of those things, and by that I nearly mean the brilliant Incredible String Band and anybody else in the Joe Boyd kind of, I don't know, the stable, if you like, and I loved all that kind of stuff. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. So the fact that it was so different, was that a good thing, do you think? The one previously, the breakthrough album, Au Delay.
From a fan's point of view, if you were a Beck fan at the time, which I was, and I know you were, and still am, it just showed a different side to him, and it was like, wow, he can really strip things back, and the songs still sound great. From I think a lot of the people who probably jumped on the Au Delay bandwagon and gave themselves concussion doing so probably just switched off and never really switched back onto him again. But you know, In a similar way that David Bowie used to do with albums, it showed that he was versatile and he didn't want to do the same thing again.
Right, well, on this note then, let's play this track, album from 98. We're talking to Dan about this. It is a buried treasure for you. You wouldn't depict Au Delay, the previous album, because it was so well known, and you feel as though, well, people have kind of passed by Mutations, and just because it's different doesn't mean it's not great.
Yeah, Au Delay was an album that just came out, and it just, with the groundswell of support and popularity that it received, was huge, because it kind of came in at around the same time as the tail end of Britpop, but it was kind of embraced by a lot of those people just because it was so damn good. It was
where it's at, Dan.
Exactly. Well, maybe, or was it?
Two turntables and a microphone.
Exactly. But, like, I mean, you know, Mutations was kind of, it didn't have the big carnival of samples and sounds that Au Delay had. It was just everything stripped right back. And it's actually something that he revisited in 2002 with Sea Change, and then in 2014 with Morning Phase, which we touched on before, which, by the way, won Album of the Year at the 57 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, you were saying that. Yeah, but like that last track we played there, Tropicalia, like, this is a singer-songwriter in so many ways, Beck, but he has this really brilliant kind of, I don't know, sophisticated sense of rhythm. And if nothing shows it better than that track that we just played.
Look, he just knows how to write songs. His voice is impeccable on this, and it's something that we keep coming back to. It shows a completely different side to an artist. Maybe he just got bored of the whole thing. Maybe he felt pressure. you know, about trying to follow up such a big album, and he just decided, well, you know, sod this. I'm just going to do what I want to do, and this is.
And that's what he does. Do you think then, like with a lot of people, like who don't necessarily get to a bunch of albums that you might be interested in and stay with, he's one of these guys. No matter what he does, you stay with him.
Yeah, for me, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, I was introduced to him through Loser from the Mellow Gold album, which
a few years before that.
Which was a big tune. The album was very much secondary to the song, a lot of albums. But yeah, he's someone that I've always stuck with, because he always comes up with something interesting. You may not love the album that he puts out, but there's always something there that tweaks your imagination. In a similar way, the Simple Kid did for a number of years with those two
wonderful albums. Well, Simple Kid 2, SK2, what a great album.
There's another buried treasure.
Oh God, I absolutely love it. Yeah. Okay. What was I going to say? Let's take a look then at the last track, at the track we're going to play, which is the big track from the album. Actually, this is nobody's fault but mine. This is the standout.
This is one of the singles.
By the way, do you know the amazing thing about this album? He released 3 singles, no videos. He just like let it happen.
Do you know? I did not know that.
There you go. And do you know something else, which I'm going to tell you, which you don't need to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Do you know the strings on this next track? They were arranged by his father.
Really? Thanks for telling me that, Dave. I'm going to pass on this information
David
to someone
Campbell
else.
Or whatever it is,
yeah. This is essentially a ballad as well. There's that dirty word.
Yeah, indeed it is. Yeah, no, it's good track though. Because I met him a few times. I met him in L.A., New York, and Dublin. And he's very cool. Really, kind of. He is what he is. He does what he wants to do all the time. And he just, you know, if you don't like it, that doesn't matter. That's fine. And as you say, that last album, which I don't know that well, by the way, The Morning Face, but is it good?
It's really good. Yeah, it's really, really good. It's got a lot of different ideas on it. But essentially, it is slightly more stripped back from, let's say, from Odelay, from Mellow Gold, and from the other one that came along.
What about your book, by the way, the Buried Treasure album's book? Is there going to be a Buried Treasures too?
It's coming, really? Can you not see the stress and tiredness on my face?
Alright, well, we look out for that then. Volume 2, that'll be what, next year, maybe? This end of this year?
This year. Sooner
it's
than
easy
you realise.
This year, it's February now.
It is 10 this months. Year, definitely.
Alright, good man, Dan Hegarty, thanks a million. You're on every night still at 1 o'clock in the morning, obviously.
Yeah.
Alright, listen, Dan, thank you very much. We're going to play this song. Mutations is the album from 98 to Direction, and this song here is called Nobody's Fault But Mine, and it is of course from Beck. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks a million, Dan.